Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It's been a bumpy ride for years now, and the housing market in the greater Boston may face more of the rough ride ahead. A new report out today from the Boston Foundation says there are troublesome signs in the economy that threaten to push home prices downward again. One big worry is that the staggering housing market could send young families to seek their fortunes elsewhere. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports.
The Radas are just the sort of young working family that Boston civic leaders want to keep around. A few years ago, Ben and Irene met and married in upstate New York. He'd gone to college in Boston, and he and Irene were ready to begin a long, happy life.
I grew up in New York City. I said, I want to live somewhere different. So we picked up, and 3 months later, we were living out in Boston.
Ben's an engineer and got a job at a telecom company. They bought a condo in Dorchester and moved in 2007. They had a baby, great medical care. Boston was treating them well. Until...
On April 1st, he was laid off.
Boston's economy and the uncertain housing market are now pushing young families like the Radas to a tipping point. That's the conclusion of a report from the Boston Foundation out this morning.
Well, I worry that we could see a continued kind of double dip in home prices.
Barry Bluestone runs Northeastern University School of Public Policy and Urban Affairs, which wrote the report.
I would like to think that we'll bounce along the bottom and things won't get worse. But, you know, there's too much bad news out there for me to have much hope of that.
Bluestone says the weak economy makes people afraid to blow their savings on a down payment. After all, like Ben Rada, they might lose their job any day, and that can lead to foreclosure. Bank-owned homes have gotten so common that realtor Ryan Covino lists all the new properties in online videos.
I'm bringing you the Medford, Mass. Single-family, condo, multi, and bank-owned market update, and here we are.
Meanwhile, all the potential homebuyers sitting on the sidelines need a place to stay. So do all the people who've lost their homes, and they've all been renting.
Rents are at an all-time high.
Barry Bluestone again.
Here we're in the middle of the Great Recession, and yet rents in 2011 are higher than they've ever been in Greater Boston's history.
And those record-high rents really worry him because they often push people to do something.
Now we've seen home prices dip here a bit. They're down about 13-14% from their peak, but they're much, much lower and have fallen much further in other communities where young people might seek jobs and seek lower-cost housing.
Until now, that has not been much of a danger, with the Massachusetts economy outperforming the rest of the country. Why go somewhere else if there aren't any jobs there? But now Bluestone is worried that as the economy here slows down again, other parts of the country will get their footing, leading to an exodus of young working families out of Boston. That's exactly what happened to the Dorchester couple, Irene and Ben Rada, after he lost his job. Irene remembers when Ben got an interview in Memphis.
He said to me, "Is this a place you're willing to move? Because if you're not willing to, I'm not even going to go." I said, "Well, it doesn't even matter where I want to live right now. It's really where you're going to get paid."
Ben got the job. They put their Dorchester condo on the market, and Irene was astounded to see what she could get for the same price in Memphis.
Down here, I could have 3,000 square feet, four bedroom. It's insane. I could have a mini mansion down here for the same price.
At first, the Radas were sad to leave Boston, but that didn't last long.
Everybody's friendly. Things are cheaper down here. There's tax on clothing, but everything else, food, I mean, entertainment, so many things are free. It's wonderful. So I'm actually happy.
Young people leaving Boston happy. City leaders don't want to see that become a trend. But the new report from the Boston Foundation says unless more is done on the state and federal level to shore up the housing market, people like the Radas will become a growing reality. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.